Thank you, Margaret. Now to more news. A leisure centre to be demolished in Thorpe St Andrew and concern that Helsdon will lose its only pub. On hitting the 100 landmark, a telegram from the Queen is expected, but we have news of one gentleman who received the accolade from two royal families.
Yes, most centenarians can expect a telegram from the Queen, but Major Kenneth Mayhew is held in high esteem by two sets of royals. Celebrating his 100th birthday this year, the Norwich veteran is one of only four living people to receive the highest honour of the Netherlands as a Knight of the Military William Order. Major Mayhew is the only person from the United Kingdom ever to have been awarded the accolade after playing a pivotal role in the liberation of the Netherlands from Nazi occupation. Conscripted in 1939, Major Mayhew served as an officer of the 1st Battalion of the Suffolk Regiment. He commanded a company which landed in Normandy in 1944 and fought in the Northwest Europe campaign. He was injured while fighting in the Netherlands, but resumed command of his company before being injured again and returning to the United Kingdom. In 1946, Major Mayhew was knighted by Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands, the great-grandmother of the current monarch, King William Alexander. He was awarded the Knight Fourth Class of the Military William Order, the Dutch equivalent of the Victoria Cross and the Legion d'Honneur. The order's motto is "For Bravery, Leadership and Loyalty." On January the 18th, the date of Major Mayhew's 100th birthday, the Dutch ambassador to the United Kingdom, Mr. Simon Smits, and Deputy Defence Attaché, Lieutenant Colonel Rob Arts, paid Major Mayhew a personal visit at his home in Norwich to deliver a handwritten letter of congratulation from King William Alexander of the Netherlands.
A leisure centre will be knocked down and rebuilt alongside 27 new homes after a planning inspector quashed a decision to refuse the scheme. Developers Sirius Property Company Limited sought permission to build on the Oasis Sport and Leisure Centre site in Thorpe St Andrew last year. But Broadland District Council's planning committee turned down the plans due to concerns about a great crested newt population and the loss of trees. A planning inspector has now overturned the decision and has granted developers permission to move forward with the project. Broadland has also been told that it must pay any appeal costs, however the exact amount is not yet known by the council. Inspector Claire Victory said, "Without redevelopment of the leisure centre, the centre would continue to fall into disrepair and is likely to become less viable as a commercial enterprise, with the result that the facilities may cease to become available to local residents in the future."
A long-serving councillor concerned about rat running in a Norwich suburb is pushing for traffic calming technology. Tim East wants Norfolk County Council and the Camera Safety Partnership to back the introduction of two average speed cameras along West End in his Cossey ward. The 20-mile-an-hour road has houses on either side and St Augustine's Catholic Primary School at one end. The County Councillor and Town Council want average speed cameras along West End to prevent the problems of speeding and minor accidents increasing after the Northern Distributor Road opens from the A47 at Poswick, east of Norwich, to the A1067 Fakenham Road to the west.
Calls are being made to safeguard the future of the last pub in Helsdon after it closed its doors yet again. If the Bull remains closed, Helsdon residents will have to travel to Thorpe Marriott or to Tavram to find their closest pub. That prospect has stung the Norfolk and Norwich branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, into action with a pledge to try to get the Reefham Road pub listed as an asset of community value. After news emerged of the closure, the Norwich and Norfolk branch of CAMRA said it would be seeking to have the venue listed as an asset of community value as soon as possible. Neil Bowers, pub protection officer, said it would be a great shame if this pub was to close on a permanent basis. The nearest pubs for Helsdon residents would be the Otter in Thorpe Marriott and the Silver Fox in Tavram. The enterprise-owned watering hole closed a few months after a new landlord took charge after reported issues with staff. Despite being the only pub left in the heart of Helsdon, it has had a somewhat troubled past, with a succession of different people taking the helm since it closed for a number of months in 2011. It closed again in 2014 for refurbishment before new landlords Victoria and Graham MacDonald took charge, but they left after less than 12 months, citing financial reasons.